Chapter 12. A Wife's Duty. When they arrived at Lucentia's house, Vincentio invited Petruchio and Caterina to come in for something to drink, and knocked loudly on the door. The merchant, still impersonating Vincentio, looked out of an upstairs window and shouted, "Who is that knocking so loudly?"
"Is Signor Lucentio there, sir?"
asked Vincentio.
"Yes, but he is busy," replied the merchant.
"Please tell Signor Lucentio that his father is here to see him from Pisa."
The merchant replied rudely that that was impossible because he was Lucentio's father.
"What does this mean?"
cried Petruchio, turning to Vincentio.
"Are you pretending to be another man?"
The merchant shouted,
"Stop that criminal! That man is going to cheat someone by impersonating me!"
Vincentio couldn't believe his ears. Then Biondello arrived. When he saw the real Vincentio, his master's father, he froze in horror. Vincentio saw him and called out,
"Come here, Biondello, you rogue!"
But Biondello pretended that he had never seen him before. Vincentio was furious and started beating him with his stick. The merchant called Baptista and Tranio, and they all rushed downstairs to save poor Biondello. Tranio shouted at Vincentio,
"Who do you think you are, beating my servant?" "Who am I?"
demanded Vincentio furiously.
"Who are you, sir?"
Then, looking closer, he saw that it was Tranio, his son's servant.
"Good heavens! Look how richly my son's servant is dressed! They're living like princes in Padua at my expense! And I thought he was studying hard at university!"
he exclaimed. Tranio, anxious that their plan should not fail and Baptista discover everything, continued the pretense, saying,
"What business is it of yours, sir? If I were rich clothes, I thank my good father that I can afford them."
"Your father,"
replied Vincentio angrily,
"is a sailmaker in Bergamo."
Baptista tried to convince Vincentio that Tranio was, in fact, Lucentio. But at this point, Vincentio became afraid. Perhaps the servant Tranio had killed his son and taken his place. He called for a policeman to come and arrest him. Tranio replied by calling for a policeman to arrest Vincentio as an impostor instead. At that moment, Lucentio, who had married Bianca in secret while the others were discussing the marriage agreement, and his new bride arrived. He saw the two Vincentios, his real father and his pretend father, understood what had happened, and immediately kneeled in front of Vincentio to humbly ask for his forgiveness. A great banquet was held that night to celebrate the wedding. All the guests were sitting round the enormous table covered with delicious food, and Lucentio gave a speech to welcome them to the feast.
"Now, everything has worked out happily, and we can laugh about the past,"
he said, smiling.
"My dear Bianca, please welcome my father, and I will welcome yours. Brother Petruchio, and Sister Caterina, and you, Hortensio, with your loving widow, you're all welcome to my house. Now, everybody, please, enjoy the feast!"
As they were eating, Petruchio commented that he thought Hortensio was rather afraid of his new wife. The widow heard this remark and answered sharply,
"A man who feels giddy thinks the world is turning around him."
Caterina asked the widow what she meant. The widow replied maliciously,
"I heard your husband was having problems with a certain shrew who was making his life miserable. The experience has left him so disillusioned that he now judges everyone else's marriage by his own."
"How dare you say such a thing?"
retorted Caterina hotly, and the two women began to quarrel. In the end, Bianca led them away into another room, leaving the men alone. They began to discuss their wives, and everyone agreed that Petruchio had the most shrewish wife of the party. He replied that he wanted to propose a wager to prove that his wife was no longer a shrew.
"Each of us will send for our wives, and the husband of the first wife to come will win the bet.
How much shall we bet?
Asked Hortensio.
20 crowns,
suggested Lucentio. Petruchio laughed at him and said,
I would risk 20 crowns on my hawk or hound, but 20 times that amount on my wife.
Well, 100 then,
replied Lucentio, who was sure his wife would win. The other two agreed, and Lucentio sent Biondello to call Bianca. A few minutes later, Biondello came back and said that Bianca could not come because she was busy talking. Petruchio smiled to himself. Then it was Hortensio's turn. He told Biondello to go and call the widow. Biondello came back and said that she said she would not come, and that if Hortensio wanted her, he must go to her. Petruchio laughed out loud. Then he called Grumio and told him,
Go to your mistress and tell her that I command her to come.
The other men were sure Katharina would not come, but at that moment she entered the room. Looking at Petruchio, she asked quietly,
Did you want me for something, sir?
Petruchio told her to go and fetch the other two women. Baptista was so surprised at the change in his difficult daughter that he promised to double her dowry on the spot. The three women came back together, and Petruchio told Katharina to explain to the others what the duties of a good wife were. Katharina told the women that they should respect their husbands and, like a prince's subject, should serve and obey without question. Petruchio pulled his wife into his arms and kissed her warmly.
Well done, Petruchio, cried Hortensio. You really have tamed the shrew.